Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Kick it!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. There are questions that need to be asked as we bring Jason Longshore on. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
What's up, y'all?
The first question is, I'm trying to understand, and she's going to come on and tell us why, but Noelle was very excited to choose that song for you.
I have a good idea why she chose it, but I'd like to hear the explanation.
Well, I happen to be the producer most of the time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight, and if you listen to us on Tuesdays, usually at 10, Jason usually starts the show out with "Let's Kick It." So
exactly.
Look at you two. Look at these two. Did you know she was going to do that, Jason?
No. Once it started, I'm like, oh yeah, I got you.
Look at that, you two. All right. Well, anyway, why do I have something special written down next to Jason's name? Okay. Something you said earlier in the show when we were going to talk to him about Atlanta United. It was something else. Maybe it was his show or the team. And I wrote down, okay, we got to have something special. But I forgot what it was. So why did I write that down as something that you said? He got something, you know. Okay.
You got about 10 minutes to figure it out.
That's why I'm showing him 10.
Okay, but you do that all the time. You leave sentences incomplete. I got my brain on eight different things, but again, 10 minutes from now, okay.
No, but 10th anniversary. That's what he's going to be this week's show coming up.
You could have started and said that. Okay. Instead of playing coy with me, audience is going, what are they doing up there? See, I teed that up for you so you could give him roses.
Absolutely. That's coming up this Jason, talk about that this week. I mean, the match we're going to get to in a minute, but
yes.
This week you are going to do something, and you're going to 10 years since the announcement that MLS was coming to Atlanta. The time has really flown.
Yeah, it's crazy that it's 10 years ago. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but Tuesday night at the Brew House in Little Five Points, we're going to have kind of a live conversation. Our History of Atlanta soccer podcast series that we started with Atlanta United, myself, Sandy McAfee. We've, I think, told a lot of stories about maybe the early portions of Atlanta soccer history. And there's a lot more to come. We're going to drop some stories throughout the rest of the season. We've got a lot of deep dives to give you. But this is going to be a fun one because it is the 10th anniversary on Tuesday of the day that it was announced that MLS was coming to Atlanta. And there really hadn't been a whole lot of lead time before that. You know, things were moving in the background, obviously, but it was about a week before the announcement that the word started to come out, a big event was coming. And there was a lot of talk nationally in soccer circles that this is a mistake. It's not going to work. There's no way they're going to play at the big stadium. What are they thinking? This is crazy. And, yeah, all those people were wrong.
Well,
it's always fun to point that out.
That's what we wanted to ask you, or at least I wanted to ask you about. Take us back to that night when you were there 10 years ago. You said there wasn't much conversation leading up to that, so you didn't have a lot of time to speculate. But that night, where were you? How did it play out? What was it like? And what did you think when, you know, after the announcement and you and the other reporters sat around and just talked about what you just experienced and your thoughts on sustainability?
Yeah, I was working for Soccer in the Streets at the time. So we were involved in the announcement and were involved in some of the planning of the fan portion of it outside. I had a chance to go in for the actual announcement with the dignitaries. And there's two things that I always think about when I think back to that day. One is the then mayor, Kasim Reed, said that the red phone on his desk goes to Arthur Blank. And that line has always stuck with me. And I think ultimately it was the right person to do this, and with the right level of, yeah, resources are a big part of it. Let's not lie. You know, you start a professional sports team and there's some significant investment that has to happen. But it's not just a financial investment from Arthur. It's been a personal investment. It's been, I think what you've seen from him with his relationship with soccer is it's a passion for him. It's family for him. His, you know, his kids have grown up playing. So it's a big deal to him personally. It is a business, but it's also personal. And that's something that's always stuck with me. But the other thing is I had a chance a few years before that to meet Don Garber. And this was right after the deepest expansion conversation with Atlanta had occurred back in 2008, 2009. And Arthur Blank was involved in it. That was also, if you think back to that time, there was talk about the Falcon Stadium and where that was going to be, and it wasn't going to be where Mercedes-Benz ended up. So they ended up pulling that expansion bid kind of late in the process. And Don Garber, the commissioner of MLS, told us, knowing we were from Atlanta, he said, you know, don't worry, we're coming. I don't know when, but we're coming. It's going to happen. And it was about 5 years later that it was announced that they were coming. It had always been something they wanted to do. They wanted to work with Arthur. Arthur wanted to bring it here, and the timing was right. And I think as we've seen from the launch from day one, it was the right time and done the right way, and that's why we have the success that we do.
He's got me thinking about three different things because he says so much.
Yeah.
I love this about Jason. I wonder if one of the byproducts of the growth of this and then the conversation around the world, I always go back to the airport. The accessibility of this city to the world has a lot to do with a lot of the things that we have right now. Is that a fair statement, Jason?
Oh, 100%. I mean, if you study Atlanta history and you go back to when the airport was starting to turn into what it was, that was what separated Atlanta from Birmingham, from Charlotte, you know, from the other cities in the Southeast that were roughly the same size. You know, there wasn't a whole lot to separate those cities. You go back to the 50s and maybe early 60s, but it was the investment in the airport that really started to help change Atlanta into a bigger place than the rest. And then the Olympics is another big part of it. I think especially when we talk the soccer world and the international world, having the Olympics here and making Atlanta an absolute international city.
Yeah. And I think in between
was a big factor.
I think in between those two, we got to throw in Andy Young.
Yep.
Well, of course. No, there's a lot of people who took it from one to the next, right. But so many different aspects, you know, separated Atlanta from every other city in the Southeast and has turned it into one of the great cities in the world. And there's just no denying that.
Absolutely, folks. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Jason Longshore. He is social. You can always find him on Twitter or X or whatever you called it in the last month and a half at Longshoe. And don't forget the pregame today coming up at 1:30. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman will kick off at 2:40. Well, we won't get a Boom Yakamakis. Talk a little bit about this matchup today and this laundry list of players we got missing right now. The depth of this squad is being tested right now, Jason.
Yeah, it's why you build up depth, and it's why you develop players internally as well. And that's something that, you know, you look back at the last lineup in New York, and you see Caleb Wiley doing what he's done all season long. One of the top young American players in this league, hailing from Morningside. You got Tyler Wolf, who started last week, competing to start again with Sean De Silva out. Noah Cobb has been starting consistently lately with Deion Gregerson out. That's three homegrowns that, you know, if you just look at the way that they play, you don't notice that those are kids who came up through the Atlanta United Academy. That helps your depth. But also, you're going to be looking at Daniel Rios today. And that was a signing that didn't happen all that long ago. I think it's a really good signing. I wish he had a little more time to prepare for this one and maybe was a little bit bitter and sharper with his teammates. But Rios was a player who, when he came to the U.S., he scored 20 goals in back-to-back seasons in the second division. I don't care what level we're talking about. That's hard to do. He's got talent. He's got the ability inside the 18 to find space. I really like Rios's game. He's going to get the start today, I would assume, because Giakoumakis is out. Jamal Traoré is out. How long can Rios go and how productive can he be is going to be the question. I think you're looking a lot at that right side for Atlanta United today with some of the absences that you're dealing with Sean De Silva, with Giakoumakis out, the left side up front, maybe some challenges there. But you're looking at the right side, which has been really productive for Atlanta this year with Brooks Lennon having another great season and Saba Lobchenidze with 1 goal, 3 assists. He's been outstanding. You want to get things going from that side. You got to get the left side going too. It can't be all one side because then it gets predictable and teams can defend it better. But that right side is, I think, the side of the field you're looking to carry this team in the attack today.
That is Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Tell us what we need to know about this Philly team.
Philly is a team that, when you talk styles in this league, Philly plays a very different style than Atlanta. They don't really want the ball. They're not trying to build up the play. What they do is they defend well, they press, and they'll play. You know, if you want to compare it to something, you're almost looking back to like the old Arkansas days in college basketball with that full court press and just trying to make you make mistakes and then pounce on it. So they don't need 5-6 passes in a row to get to goal. They look to turn you over and go straight to goal. So they're going to play long. And, you know, Noah Cobb and Luis Abram, they've got to win their aerial duels. You've got to settle the ball down in those moments and then pass through that pressure. Last season at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I think you saw Atlanta do that really, really well in the win. It's this kind of split personality you've got to have when you play Philly, because you have to be intense to win the ball back, because that's what Philly thrives in. They win duels, they win the ball. But then when you have the ball, knowing they're going to press you and they're going to try to make it chaotic, you've almost got to find your moment of zen and be relaxed in those moments on the ball to pick out the right pass to break that press. Because when we talk about full court pressing teams in basketball, we talk about it in soccer, if you break the first line, you're going to then have numbers going against their defense that's left. It might be a 4v3. It might be a 5v4. And then it's easier to get forward. But you've got to be patient and be smart in breaking that first line of pressure.
Jason, talk about this week here locally and facilities. First of all, we heard about the groundbreaking down in Fayette County. And then we heard about expansion at the training ground up in Kennesaw. Thoughts about both places and what it allows this area to do going forward?
Yeah, this has been a crazy week. When you really go all the way back and look at it, you know, we had a record-setting crowd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the U.S. Women's National Team. A great game. First time they've ever had a radio broadcast. We did that. That was awesome. Just a great day then last weekend. Then Monday, we're in Fayetteville, and they unveil the National Training Center. They break ground, and they unveil that it will be named after Arthur Blank, thanks to his contributions in making that happen and bringing a lot of people to the table to make that happen as well. It's going to be one of the best training centers for the sport in the world. And this is going to really elevate the game in this country for all of the national teams, the men, the women, the youth national teams, the extended national teams. Really, really cool to see. And I think it will have some tangible impacts on the grassroots level in terms of coaching education and referee education and bringing those folks to Fayetteville to train and to learn and then go back to their communities and make the game a better thing in their world. And then the Atlanta United training ground expansion. That's announced this week. Arthur's been a little busy this week, huh?
Well, his checkbook has.
Just a little bit, right? This one's big too, because with the training ground, you know, it was opened and one of the crown jewels of the league when it was opened. And y'all know how this goes when we talk college sports, the arms race in facilities. Mm-hmm. It's a real thing in terms of, you know, attracting recruits and bringing free agents here. And you bring a player from another country here to see where they're going to work every day, and you want to wow them. And they have wowed them. But now they're going to wow them even more because they're adding more space inside for the first team, but also for the academy players, for the second team players, for the staff, for the studio on the digital side of things.
Yeah, production studio. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that the club has been doing from a production standpoint in this league has been, you know, NFL quality, and they haven't had that studio to base out of. You give them a studio to work with now. I can't wait to see what these creative folks are going to come up with. It's been so cool to see everything grow, and this is the next step. You know, this is what will allow you when the summer, for example, you're going to have the U.S. men's national team and I think the Canadian national team train at the facility. You can have them train. They'll have their space. They'll be able to do their thing when they're in town to play big international games. But Atlanta United's first team and their other teams will have their space to do what they do and put in their work. So it just takes a first-class facility and makes it even better.
All right, Jason. Well, you know what it's like to get yelled at by your producer. You got to shut up and break because we got to pay for commercials here. I mean, get those on there. But
Noel does that.
Yeah,
too.
Noel's just yelling at us right now.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hey, Noel produces me on AST. I know.
We got to go.
Anyway, man, listen. Thank you as always. And next time we get you on, we got to talk about that Tom Joyner weekend you had last week where you were bopping from city to city. We'll get into that next time.
Oh, my goodness.
But as always, want to let you know, Atlanta United versus Philly. Pre-kick at 1:30, kick at 2:30. Jason's on the call with Mike Conti. And, of course, you can hear that match. Well, not here. You're going to have to go down to Star 94, and you will hear that match in its entirety. Enjoy the day today, man.
Let's get a win.
Thank you.
There you go, Jason Longshore. We're going to get you set for Radio Today. And I asked you guys a question a little earlier. We're going to get your responses in just a bit. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.